Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I do think we're at a point where, and I don't know if I don't want to try and speak for all Cavs fans. I'll speak for myself.
Okay.
If this is a truly crazy offseason, and the second that the Desmond Bane trade happened, you saw people go, hey, see, it's going to be a crazy offseason. That's the first salvo. And an KD's next. This guy's next. If this finally does fulfill the prophecy that Shams has put out there, that it's going to be an insane, fun, player movement driven offseason, and the best thing the Cavs do is trade Isaac Okoro or Dean Wade, it's going to feel a bit like a letdown.
Well, it's going to feel like a letdown. It's also going to feel like, wow, Kobe Altman really does love this team, doesn't he?
It'll feel like a cop-out from Kobe. I don't know, because here's the thing. I think we're to a point where, and I don't know Kobe, so I don't want to try and make it like I can just say this out. I do feel like we might be at a point of paralysis by overanalysis, where they're like the fear of the move you make going wrong,
mm-hmm.
or the fear of, oh, I need five, where basically you talk yourself into insurmountable stakes to make a trade mm-hmm. that might make you better because the pieces fit together. I really worry that that might be where we are with Kobe, because I think he understands if he makes the wrong move, trading Darius, new guy comes in, doesn't fit, Darius is great elsewhere, that team goes deep into the playoffs, I think he does know that gets you fired if you're an NBA GM.
Yeah, but I also don't know. I'd love to know his approach, but I'd be curious to know if he's watching these NBA finals and thinking to himself, wow, this is really because of Halliburton and Siakam, or is it more about Mathurin and the other guys? Is it more about the guys that are, like if you traded an Okoro, if you traded a Dean Wade? There's a part of me that thinks if you trade Okoro and Dean Wade, he could be like, yeah, we did enough here. We've made the moves. We got better in that, and the parts that the other teams across the NBA are getting better at, and our core four, we're good with our core four. It's the other parts that we needed to clean up.
So the only thing, I'm about to do something that I hate to do.
Okay, well, you're going to do it, so you don't hate that much to do.
And you and I both roll our eyes when we give a guest two options, and they go, I think it's both. And occasionally I've said, that's not how the bit works.
You're right. I hate when you do this. You're going to do this to me now.
I have to, because this, I feel like of anybody, I get to do this because I never do this. This is like a hall pass for douche moves in sports talk radio. I'm pulling out the hall pass.
Yeah, no Peterlin pass. Right? We give out Peterlin passes for a lot of things, not for this.
Wait. So you give out Peterlin passes willy-nilly. Like you got a white van and trying to entice some kid into the back of a van.
No, they're reserved for once a week.
You
get it once a week.
I feel like you're more than a once a week Peterlin pass kind of guy.
Once a week. Some weeks, not even once a week.
I feel like if you can't give your partner a Peterlin pass, I don't know what we're doing here.
Say it with your chest already, will you?
I'm going to say it with conviction.
Say it with your chest.
It's both. The reason why it's not just Halliburton or Siakam or Mathurin and the other goons is because they fit together. Like, I really think, like, guys, if you plucked, to me, it's like the golden, to me, it's like the Boston effect for the Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder teams, Avery Bradley, throw out all the names that none of you remember anymore, because why would we? None of them were great players. But you watched, they were 8, 9, 10 deep. They drafted ridiculously well, finding guys like Terry Rozier, pick 16. They found a lot of really good, useful role players.
I mean, and that is the theme right now of this Pacers team.
But all those guys fit together, and anyone that didn't fit in got the hell out.
See, but the difference here is that if you're trying to use what the Pacers are doing within that, does it work because Halliburton is as selfless as he is, and Halliburton is a facilitator in a way that, let's just be honest, I like Donovan, but Donovan's not a facilitator the same way that Halliburton is.
Can it be both? I won't do it again.
Again?
I won't do it again.
Again?
But no, I do think, like, it's a fair point, and I think it does get into the question of, are we talking about trading the wrong guy with Darius and Donovan? Which, again, I don't think you have to trade Donovan. I'm just saying, You better be having those conversations before you move off one of those guys, right? You have to have every conversation before you consider trading any one of the core four. I just continue to come back to, like, we've seen it. You've tried to out-talent everyone. It hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you just have to have a roster that fits together, that plays. And listen, the truth is, you're not going to build one roster to beat every team in the NBA in the playoffs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's not how this is going to go.
And that's hard, too, because you should never build it just to be one team or whatever. But I don't even know what would be the one team you target right now.
It'll be whoever wins the finals. I think it probably should be OKC because they have an insane amount. Like, SGA at points has been the smallest guy on the court. And SGA is like 6'5", 6'6". He's also at points been like the second biggest guy on the court because they just have a really eclectic range of length, shooting, defense, and just overall size. So I think that, but even then, like, you can't, if you're trying to beat just to beat OKC, they've got a war chest and you've got a couple pieces you can tinker with. So I think the goal should be you're trying to beat the widest swath of teams, meaning that when we go to the playoffs, all right, these two teams are bad matchups for you. The rest of the playoffs, you're either more talented or you just fit together and you're a better team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your path is, wow, we're just going to out-talent them. Well, talent doesn't mean diddly squat without fit. And I think that's what the Cavs... If this offseason goes gangbusters the way we think it can, and then you traded the eighth guy off the bench...
The fit problems is the point.
Well, yeah, guys, I'll be honest with you. It's not about the postseason won't admit. I hate when people say that. No, we'll still watch the postseason. It'll be great. But I won't have any expectations for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the regular season, I'll still enjoy it. They're going to be a good basketball team. Like, we're not talking about, all right, you make a trade. It's either going to be a championship team or you're going to be in the lottery next year. No. I have reason to believe that whatever trades you can make from here gets you even incrementally better, and that'll make a fun regular season. But there's no way anyone under the sun should think this team, if they keep the core four together... And, oh, by the way, DeAndre is going to be a little bit better, too, because now it's year two. There's no way to expect this team to do anything other than they've done, whether it's the first round, second round, third round, being bounced out in the fifth round.
And maybe that is why. Like, you asked the question of whether or not we're getting lost. I was listening to a national program earlier today, and they were naming some of the East teams that Orlando is now competing with. We didn't get mentioned. Cavs weren't brought up at all.
Yeah.
Like, we are getting lost in that conversation.
And by the way, you should be. Your playoffs have ended. And we need to keep saying this so it doesn't get revisionist. Teams do a great job of whitewashing what happened. The Cavs are doing a great job. Every piece I read about the Cavs, hey, they're focusing on, look at the success we've had. It's like, no. Where we're at, you have to look at the failure you've had and ask yourself, is there an underlying issue?
Well, they're also putting a lot on the idea that Atkinson can be the one to develop these guys to get to another spot. I can't tell you how many articles I've read where it's like Atkinson was off in Paris. He was doing all the Olympic stuff, and so he wasn't around. But this year, it's going to be different because he's going to be around. He's going to be able to coach all these guys. Okay.
And here's the crazy thing. Kenny Atkinson is one of the there are certain coaches in the NBA who know how to develop talent. Mike Malone was one.
It's supposed to be one of his strengths. That's supposed to be it. We kind of got robbed of it last year in many ways.
My guy James Borrego is a guy who I believed, I saw like his player development thing up close. I thought it was Kenny Atkinson's that dude. Kenny Atkinson can take Jared Allen, who was I think the 20th or 21st pick, and turn him into a $200 million player in his career. He took Karras, a middle round pick, turned him into a really good player. Spencer Dinwiddie was just a jump around journeyman. Really good player, got paid once. Like, Kenny can do that. I'm open to trading, by the way. If you get a top 10 pick as part of a package for either Jarrett or Darius, I'm open to it because I believe in Kenny Atkinson. He also can't turn water into wine.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something of, I trust the coach, I trust player development, I trust that these guys can get incrementally better. And at some point you start thinking and like wishing and dreaming of unicorns and Sasquatches and things that just don't work. Things that just aren't real. I felt good. I felt like a good little mic drop there. Got there together.
Very good.
Yeah. 216-47 We should do this radio thing full time.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Us.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah. We did it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a real bonding moment there.
Yeah. Where nope. 216.
Oh, come on.
Where usually Mac only has bonding moments by himself.
Hey yo.
216-474-0092 He's talking downtown. It's still too soon, but we're getting closer with every Guardians loss. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.